listening to an old version of Soul Train. You know, remember that? Soul Train. Yeah. Hey, welcome everyone. Hey, this is the Boomerang Radio Show. Hey, welcome everyone. Thank you so much. I hope you guys are enjoying your Sunday. It's a little cool out here on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast rather. I'm sure the temperature is just quite lovely on the West. Is that true, Mike? Mad Mike. Okay, let's do this.
I'm putting my earphones in. Yeah, it's pretty nice out. It's just a warm, almost like a summer afternoon. It's beautiful out.
Yeah, Mike Ward, hey, our co-host right here on the Boomerang Radio Show, and also co-host on Bad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, which airs every Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed that program, you are missing a treat. Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. And welcome, hey, brother Dr. Danny Tisdale. Hey, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking. I hope everybody on the show today is doing fine. Good to see all of you.
Man.
And I'm doing pretty good. It's a little bit cooler than the triple digits that we experienced for so many days, but I enjoy the 70 and 80 degrees.
Oh, man. Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect weather. Now, you're in Texas. Now, exactly. Now, what city in Texas? And you're close to Dallas. Is that true?
I'm 50-some miles south of Dallas, between just about midway of Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Right. And what's the name of the city?
Midlothian.
Midlothian. Is that anywhere? Texas is such a huge state. So I'm just taking a stab at this. Longview, Texas. Are you familiar with that?
That's going to be going a little bit further to the Longview. That's going to be further west of where I am by a couple of hours or so.
Yes, I have some great friends out there. The Do-Right Man out there, the country singer, we've showcased him on several of our platforms. We've even played some of his music on Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. We have showcased him and had him on as a guest on our Cultural Excellence program, which I'm going to talk about a little bit. And so, let's see, Danny's in Texas, Midlothian. Is that, mm-hmm. did I get that correct?
Midlothian, that is correct.
Midlothian, and Mikey's in Redlands, California, Southern California. And my good friend.
I'm in a state of confusion.
You know, I tell you what, some of these days, Mike, as most of us can attest to that. And then my great friend, my great, great friend, all these guys are good friends of mine, really good. Reverend Dr. Rudolph Demery. Hey, my friend.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, and you're in Riverview, California, is that correct?
Well, I'm actually in Knee Valley, which is like one street from being in the city of Paris.
Oh, wow, okay, I didn't know you were that far south.
Yeah, I'm pretty far out there.
Okay.
Boy, that puts you kind of close to Ann, because she's in Hemet, right?
No, that's Dr. Ann, Sims.
I'm sorry, Dr. Sims, that's what I meant.
I guess I don't know where she's at.
Hemet's real close to Paris, isn't it?
Yeah, she.
Well, not really. Just depending on your point of view.
I think they're probably within 15, 20 minutes of each other at least. I think.
A little further than that.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected. Anyway, hey guys, you know, this has been an interesting week. There's so much I was going to talk about. And most of that was, it was not good mood, not good, right? And so, by the way, and she had, something that came up at the last minute, so she won't be with us tonight. And Dr. Sims, pray for her. And if you have her number, give her a call. Well, just leave a message. Maybe text her a message. She's not feeling well. And so our heart and prayers go out to you, Dr. Sims. Hope you have a chance to listen in. Okay. And Dr. Sims, her show is every Thursday just before Mad Mike and Wild Will. It's called Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Yeah. So Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Now, you know how hot it can get in a kitchen. Yeah. And she has hot topics, controversial issues, and she just really stirs it up. So you might want to check her out on Thursdays right here on the network. Now, that's 4 p.m. On the West Coast, 7 p.m. right here, Eastern Standard Time, and 6 p.m. where you are out there, Danny, in the Central Time Zone. And then after that, Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. So anyway, I had last night I was sitting down, and I was looking at the news, and folks – That's why I'd rather listen to music. Listening to news these days, it can bring you down a little bit because you're looking at the things that's going on around the world that really don't have to be. It's almost like these guys never grew up. They've got guns. They've got power. They got money. They got fame. And it covers the spectrum. We're talking about from politics to any aspect of our lives. So anyway, hey, Danny, Mike, and Dr. Demery, I had about 19 talking points. Now, you know, you can't cover all of those in a 2-hour broadcast, but it was just how serious it was. But I was going to pick out the most critical. And since, wanted her on and I wanted, Dr. Sims' expertise in the mental health field, since she won't be on, I called Mike and I said, Mike, and this was about 45 minutes, before. And I said, Mike, I think we might just go on and postpone the boomerang. He says, oh no, man. He says, why don't we do something fun? I said, you know what? Absolutely. And so, that's why I said, he said, why don't we, and I said, why don't we talk about music? It's a great idea. And so immediately Danny had already had the invitation anyway. And so I said, well, let me call up Danny and let him know that we have changed. I didn't tell him we had changed subjects, but I told him what we were going to talk about. And Dr. Demery, I left you a message after we talked earlier. And what a great, thank you, Mike, for that. Because based on.
There's no reason why we always have to be real serious on Boomerang. And, you know, today will be the Boys Club Day.
Hey, why not? Why not? But now, I'm glad that we talked about music because Dr. Demery, he's been on many shows, and we talked about music and the healing power of music right here on the Boomerang Radio Show. But today, it's going to be a little bit special because all four of us, are involved in music in one aspect or another. Danny, what a prolific, just an amazing, amazing gospel artist and singer, you know. So we're going to play some of his music. Dr. Demery, he is a musician himself. He plays the upright bass. Mike and I, we play a lot of music. I sing, and I'm also a former musician myself. I was a trumpet player. I received a scholarship to go to college playing the trumpet. And so we're all very much involved in music, but I wanted to dig a little bit deeper, Danny, into music. And why do we listen to music? We're going to go around the panel also because Mike, you sent the questions. So I'm going to let you moderate those questions. And I want you today to ask the questions that you sent me. Okay. But I just want to do something here real quick because I was, reading, about and asking the question, what are the health benefits, Danny, health benefits of listening to music? And what I found out, and this has been confirmed by Johns Hopkins Medicine, and it's keep your brain young with music. Now, I was reading this article and it says, if you want to keep your brain engaged throughout the aging process, listening to or playing, underline that, music is a great tool. It provides a total brain workout. Mm-hmm. Now, let's stop right there for a second. Most people I know, and most people you know, most people listen to some form of music, okay? Mm-hmm. Some listen to more than others. Some listen to practically or just one genre of music. Mike and I, we kind of spread the wealth a little bit because on Thursdays, the whole objective of the program is to play many genres of music to expand our audience's musical horizon, and also ours get expanded at the same time. So a total brain workout. Think about that. Think about if you went to the gym every day, there's something going, your muscular structure is going to change, wasn't it? Because you're working out every day. If you're walking or running or jogging or something like that, your body, you're getting your cardiovascular and also your lungs are getting a workout, right? So think of it, music in that aspect is that your brain is exercising while you're listening to music. And it's a scientific fact that people who play music and or do you know listen to music, that expands your brain, your mental capacity. All right, so it goes on. Research has shown that listening to music can reduce anxiety, blood pressure, pain as well as improved sleep quality, your mood, mental alertness, and memory. So, folks, that thing that you've been doing all your life, okay, by listening to music, you had no idea the benefits that you were receiving. And until I started, even if, when I was a musician and or singing or whatever it is, I knew it made me feel good, but I didn't realize, Danny, how powerful this art is. Would you like to comment on that?
I certainly can. I would like to put it this way. Music is like the soothing ointment for one's soul and one's spirit.
Mm.
And then again, the talent to be able to play an instrument is a talent. Once we pick up these instruments, many people have picked up many different instruments and they can play so many different types because they become one with what the sound of music really is. So therefore, they are considered to have an inclination of how to play music. Because I know some people that once they mastered the cello, that could go to the tuba. Once they master the tuba, they could go to the saxophone. You know, you can go from the woodwind to the brass instruments and to the string instruments. And some people can play all of them.
But
it's just a matter of what a person desires to do. So one thing about a God-given talent, if you will use the practice, makes perfect. It's a saying that we've heard for many times. The more that you practice in music, the better off you become in music. And the more dexterity that's acquired by the person who tends to practice on a consistent way with a method that is productive for their improvement, they get better at it as they continue to practice. Then the listening part of it is the soothing part, the soothing ointment for your spirit, man, for your soul. And they play music to some people that have dementia, suffer with these things. You can play music and they can remember the lyrics and different things that come from their self-conscious being. They can still follow along with it. They can still sing the song, even though they suffer from short-term, long-term memory loss. But music is universal because I've listened and I've done a lot of reading about a music appreciation. And when you learn how to appreciate music, you're going to like symphony, you're going to like country, you're going to like, you can like country, you can like R&B, you can like gospel. But many people restrict their ability of what they like by deciding from a prejudiced viewpoint of what they consider music to be. But the music is no more than different colors and tones.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. Well said, my brother. Mike and I, we're going to have to invite you on the Mad Mike and Wild Will show one Thursday because this is what you are sharing with the audience right now is the same concept, basically, Mike. You can jump right on in as we try to purvey and showcase each and every week. Is that correct?
That's our focus is once again to widen everyone's horizons and expose them to music that they, like Danny just said, they may think, oh well, country western, they're just prejudice or things that are negative, and that's not what it's meant to be. And if you, if you're going to, pigeonhole yourself into that category where you're not going to listen to this or listen to that, even if it's rap, at least pay attention to it and listen to it a little bit, because you're diminishing yourself by not listening to these other areas of enjoyment.
And Dr. Demery, you know, there is, and you know as well as I do, being a musician, loving music, and you know, we've done several shows on this, and you mentioned, Danny mentioned something about people even with dementia, where they may not even know their relatives sometime, but you put on a song and they will remember. And I know for a fact, because I've interviewed several people, I've interviewed recording artists. There was a gentleman that played keyboard for Prince that I was interviewing one time. And, he was talking about how his mother, there's a gospel artist, another one. Oh boy. And he was visiting his mom that, had dementia, and he would sing a song and she would remember every word. To me, every time I hear, and I already know about this, we've been talking about it for years, but Dr. Demery, it blows my mind. That's absolutely incredible. You were talking about you visiting patients with dementia, and you take your upright bass to them, and you would string your keys in a certain way, and how that would spark something that was beneficial to their mental capacity or mental...
Stimulating.
Yep. It was, yeah, stimulating them mentally. Dr. Demery, you want to comment on that?
Well, probably a couple of years ago, me and William had done a show, and I was telling him how music is stimulating to certain parts of the brain. Well, I had the opportunity of being at Loma Linda University and had a neurosurgeon, had brought in a Alzheimer's patient. And most Alzheimer's patients, when it's in its advanced stage, they're pretty lethargic and pretty non-functional. And so there was, I think, two or three of them there. And he had done some research into, you know, because music goes out in rings, kind of like when you drop a pebble in a pool of water and you get these concentric rings that go out. Well, they've done studies. The space between those rings has a lot to do with tone, has a lot to do with the note that you're playing. And what I had done was he had me play, because I have a 5-string upright bass, and I use my bow to draw across my it's the A string, but when you're on your A string and you go all the way down to about the 8th or 9th position, you're in B. And you're not only in B, but you're in low B. So a lot of the tones within the music we cannot hear, because as humans, we can only hear down to about 30 hertz, about there. And a bat and certain animals in the animal world can hear down to, like, you know, 5 hertz, you know, which is really low. And just to let you know, that's one of the reasons why it's so hard to encrypt submarines, because submarines operate below 30 hertz, and we can't hear below 30 hertz. So the thing is that when I draw my bow across my B string and I hit low B, these Alzheimer's patients kind of like came to life. You know, you could see them rise up out of their seats, their eyes would open, and they became very stimulated. And then when I stopped playing, they kind of back down in their seat and were, you know, their old selves. So he was trying to show that how music can stimulate the mind when it's in a sedative state. And not only that, you know, music is also mathematical. Music is very structured. So the people that are real left-brain enjoy music because they can see the mathematics behind music. And it's universal, because you can be playing a song for someone who Russia that doesn't speak any English, or someone, for example, in Israel right now. That's the hot topic right now is Israel. And, you know, the Book of Psalms is the Hebrew's songbook. So you can be listening to music that's ancient and it still resonates, you know, with you. Like, for example, the Israeli national anthem or part of their fight song. It goes, Inima Tov Umanahim Shevatakim Gam Yahad. Inima Tov Umanahim Shevatakim Gam Yahad. Inima Tov, Inima Tov. Yada-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's ancient Hebrew.
Come on, brother.
And it talks about how we shall come together as brothers, you know, when you translate it from Hebrew. So it goes beyond just the surface, and we're just looking at the tip of the iceberg when you look at how deep music takes us mentally, spiritually, and psychologically. But not only that, tapping into what Danny was saying, is that music is very healing. And you've talked mm-hmm. about that before, William, how healing music is. And there are music therapists that work in the healthcare industry that are certified music therapists. And they use music as a form of healing for a lot of these patients. For example, the Alzheimer's patients and other patients who don't have an upright bass, you know, to play in front of them and play on low B. Mm-hmm. But they'll play other music tones and notes mm-hmm. that will stimulate them. And they do that over a period of time systematically, and it's actually healing for them. So, I mean, we're just touching the tip of how complex music is, how healing it is, how soothing it is, but we have to be very careful, because music is also very paradoxical, because it can be very damaging depending on what you're listening to. So the sharp two-edged sword when you're listening to music, because there's one side of it that's very healing, very stimulating, very moving, and then there's a side of it that can be very damaging and very destructive. So,
outstanding. Wow. Folks, you only get it here, right here on Studio W. And I am so proud of the panel here, because these are the ladies, when they're here, and the gentlemen, they are well-read, astute, just really, really intelligent, smart people. And I'm so happy to have them on this panel. Mike, I'm excited. Listening to Danny. Listen to Dr. Demery. Dan has been with me for a long time. When I first started this station, Dr. Demery did the same thing. And, we were both, had some part in the male chorus there, which was also a great unit. And, you know, I tell you, when I used to be excited about going to rehearsal. Because I knew I was going to feel good, because I get together, not only the fellowship, but we get together, we started singing, and we were having a good time. It's that feeling, Mike, you and I talk about this all the time, is that, and to summarize, I mean, put a real brief summary on what Dr. Demery was saying. We play the best we can, good music, not evil music. Because like Dr. Demery say, some music can be extremely damaging to you. And so going back, and if I can break this down, I'm so excited, bring this down as much as I can. Dr. Demery was talking about certain notes that are soothing. There are certain notes also that triggers another type of emotion. You see, or a combination of those notes have an opposite effect on you. Okay, Mike, jump in there, brother.
There is so much to unwrap here, and I completely agree with all of you, because what we're talking about here is frequency, and with Ooh. Music, you're talking about a combination of frequencies. So frequencies can be used for good and for bad. They have positive effects and negative uh-huh. effects, as all of you have already indicated. They will use frequency, for instance, to break up kidney stones inside the body.
Come on.
They will vibrate those stones so that they fall apart, and then they can be flushed out. So there's a medical use for that. It's used to help people sleep. What do we do when we have children and babies and we want them to sleep? We put on some
soothing
music. Absolutely. Harmonics and frequency can be used in a very destructive way. How many of you remember seeing The Bridge, where the harmonics were such that the bridge started flopping around and eventually destroyed itself? That was a matter of harmonics, which is a subset of frequency. We have physical responses, good and bad, from frequency. How many times have you listened to somebody sing, or as Dr. Demery indicated, play a note or whatever, and it raises the hair on your arms?
No.
Right? That's a physical response to frequency, or in this case, music. There, we use, I say we as former law enforcement, the military and law enforcement have access to and regularly use for riots and such, or in military purposes, there is frequencies that are extremely damaging to the human body, and they will use it for crowd control. So they will project this, the frequency at a high level toward a crowd if they want them to break it up. There's actually a frequency known in the military and law enforcement called the Brown Wave. And I won't get too graphic here, at least I'll try not to. But if you use this one frequency or combination of frequencies called the Brown Wave, it will actually cause you to release your bowels. Mm.
That's amazing.
And it's called the Brown Wave, if you understand my meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So frequency affects us. There have been studies done, and you can look this up, where they will play a very high frequency that's annoying that you don't audibly hear, but your body still absorbs that frequency, and it will make you ill.
Yes.
How many times have you heard about people having to change the neon lights in their office because they resonated a certain frequency, and some people are very light sensitive to that. Well, light is a frequency, by the way. I think you all know that. But it's flickering at a degree, a frequency that we don't necessarily observe, but our body still observes it, our eyes. And certain neon bulbs and such will fluctuate at a frequency that will actually give them headaches, make people nauseous and such. So frequency, again, is a really good thing, but it can be used for really evil purposes. Let me see. How many of you remember, this is a little bit of a segue, how many of you remember the movie Close Encounters of a Third Kind?
I do.
Where the aliens landed, and what did they use? They used tones to communicate.
That was weird, wasn't it?
You remember that?
Those tones were weird. I remember that.
But it was
that.
A way of communicating. Music was used in that movie. It was presented as a form of communication.
It had a strange effect to it. And look at what they're doing now with Halloween coming up, which is, I hate Halloween. I just hate it. Okay? I do not like Halloween. But anyway, I mean, all these, the music has that sort of eerie or scary effect to it. There are different tones, like you're saying. Now, something more serious. Over the last couple of years now, we haven't heard about this a lot, but there has been sort of like an attack on certain, I would say, dignitaries. Remember that they were having a problem because somebody was sending these sound waves to them that was really affecting them and making them ill. There have been reports about this. Yeah, the same.
It's true.
And it exists. And so, yeah. And Mike, that has to do with frequency. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to play these next couple of songs. I'm going to play a couple of songs right here. All right. And, you guys on this panel, you know this gentleman. All right. You know him. Okay. You were with him each and every Sunday. My great friend, Danny Tisdale. After these two songs, we will come back. We're going to talk a little bit about this gospel genre of music. Come on. Go ahead, Danny.
Wings of heaven.
Go ahead, son.
As I go through this wilderness, down here below, guide my feet in peaceful way, turn my mind. I'm going through this wilderness right here below. I need you to guide my feet. Yeah. Turn my midnight, turn them into a bright shining day. I tell you, I don't know how long it's gonna be. You guide my feet, Lord. I can be free someday. Didn't seem fair. Then there were days when things went right. I had days when the clouds made it dark outside. Then there were days when I saw the light. My childlike faith, but not childish way, take me back to that place again. Simpler time, when through the eyes of innocence, I see the way it was back when. Heaven sang,
what happened to the good old day when we used to like to run and play and stay outside till the streetlights came on?
Till those streetlights came on.
Will we ever have it that way when we used to watch a good time? My mama and
Gumsmoke
episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen. Those days when I didn't think I could make it, you came like an eagle and protected me. Took me to a higher place, high above it all. I was looking down on my problems. They didn't look that big no more.
What happened to the good of
what happened?
We used to like to run and play.
We were running
outside till the street lights came on.
I played till the street lights came on.
Will we ever have it that way?
Can we have it that way again? That's my mom.
And comes for episodes.
Oh, what
happened to the good of day?
What happened?
We used to like to run and play.
Staying outside till the street lights came on. Came on.
Will we ever have it that way?
That
it that way again.
It's my mama and comes from episodes. Yeah.
But this time, I can't quit, Lord. I won't quit, Lord. I'm holding on to your promises, promises. This is it, Lord. My faith still strong. No matter what comes my way, I'm gonna hold, hold on. Hold on. I'm gonna keep on running and playing till the street light came on. Have it that way. Didn't have a worry in the world. Oh, 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 yeah.
Oh,
street lights came on. Can we turn that way again?
Episode.
I tell you, I'm never gonna quit, Lord. I'm gonna keep holding on to your promises. Your promises.
Go ahead, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's none other than Mr. Danny Tisdale, who happens to be
nice.
A very, very nice. Danny, got a question for you, my brother.
Yes.
Man, I've heard these songs over and over again, and they're in the gospel rotation that you can hear each and every Sunday right here on Studio W The Buzz. Yes, Studio W The Buzz. Yes, he's included with all of your other favorite gospel artists because he's one of my favorites. And Mike, I just have to say, Dr. Demery, he can attest to this, man. Can you imagine how much fun it was singing with this gentleman? As a matter of fact, he and I used to sit side by side in the first tenor section in the male chorus, man. And I want to thank you, Danny, for everything you taught me as well, my friend. Taught me a lot about singing. And ladies and gentlemen, his late brother is none other than Wayman Tisdale. We're going to play some of that sometime in this broadcast as well. But Danny, Mike and I on Thursdays keep saying this Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast because it's such a fun show. And we will play anything from gospel to blues to jazz, Motown, I mean, including, well, R&B, including Motown, and artists such as Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye. And you pick one, we'll play it. We play Southern Soul music, jazz, Mike's
big,
son.
Big band, classical. We even throw in a little bit of rap as long as it's clean.
As long as it's clean, okay, which goes back to what we're saying. Music is great, and it's just like anything else. You've got, there are two sides to a coin, isn't it? There's two sides to a coin, and we choose the upside to be up. We like positive music, gospel music. And going along with the theme of this broadcast here is the mental, not only the mental, but the psychological powers and benefits, the health benefits. Let's not forget health. Because music is always also has proven to help you with your digestion. It helps in so many different areas. Like, and Dr. Demery touched on it, Danny touched on how it soothes, how it can relieve. It can make you up, it can make you down, and also it can change your mood. Mm-hmm. Mike mentioned something about frequencies, which are very, very important. And I think that's also akin to speaking of digestion, what are you putting in your body? What types of foods are now are you putting in your body? And I'm not a critic of anybody out there because sometimes I'm not eating the right things myself all the time. And I have to be reminded, man, look, when are you going to pick up some vegetables, you know, or juices or fruits and things of that nature? And I have to remind myself. Think of music the same way, Danny.
This is true.
You know, what are you putting into your psyche? What are you putting into your brain? Okay. Mm-hmm. Right in that music.
You know, you just kicked something in my head. There's an old saying that says, you are what you eat.
Ooh.
Maybe you are what you listen to.
I think you are.
That's true.
I think, Danny, you have something to say, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to say it is so important, just as if we put all of the wrong things into our system and our tummy, it may start to hurt.
Ooh.
If we put the wrong things into our brain, the things that we listen to, and it can have an effect again in a negative way within our spirit. Mm. So then it can the same thing going into your mental place can distort what your spirit feels. There are times that I went to concerts and I was so on cloud nine just from enjoying the music so well that it would last a long time, and sometimes even reflecting back on those really good concerts that I attended, you know, it can take me back to that happy place, just as well as we have spoken about the negative side of it. If you listen to a lot of that hard, I don't know, it got a name for it, but it's like, a lot of times you can't even understand what they're saying.
heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Talking about
heavy metal.
Yeah, that can distort you just as well as putting the wrong food into your stomach. Now, and then we go to talking about, Mike mentioned, and also Dr. Demery mentioned, frequencies. We go and we get ultrasounds, and they're using frequencies that turn into visual. Now, that's really important to understand how, from a frequency that they can send into your body to create a image of what's inside you through these ultrasounds.
Come on,
great
man.
Point.
And then going a step further than that, so when Saul was irritated in the spirit, coming from a spiritual place, it was David that would come in and soothe him by playing music to him.
Come on.
See, all of these things have to be given consideration too. And when you are an avid reader and not afraid to expound into reading enough to know enough about spiritual things,
mm-hmm.
and understand the difference between the carnal and the spiritual existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that first song, Beams of Heaven, you know.
Right.
The theme that I'm talking about is the wisdom of God is the only thing that can bring us to a place of making wise decisions.
This is crazy. Love it.
And the only way you get wisdom is you got to ask God for it.
Come on.
Many of the wisdoms that many of us have, we got some of it from our grandmothers, from our granddads,
come on,
from our great grandpeople. You know what I'm saying? So that's one form of it. But when you truly make a connection to the true creator of this universe and you ask him for wisdom, he gives it to you because he wants you to have it.
Amen.
But you have to have a relationship with him. So the music that I write, like that song, One Day I Will Be Free, you know, it's just knowing that I've born into a world of sin here. The world is full of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to me to find my way back from the carnal existence to a more spiritual place, because I can't fix myself.
Mm-hmm.
There's something spiritual that has to truly fix me and make me more applicable for the lives that people are watching me live, to influence them into the right direction. Music has that same thing, same value to those that listen. And when they listen to good, wholesome music, good, wholesome lyrics, then they can do good, wholesome things. And it creates a whole nother area of life that will increase. Sometimes you don't even know the effect that you have on a lot of people that you have positive influence on, because they don't come back and always tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those people you don't even see sometimes no more.
Amen.
So forgive my pun here, but that sets the tone, perhaps. Forgive the pun.
It does. You know, and these things are so true. And I am so happy that Mike, he didn't take much to convince me. He said, man, come on, let's do this show and let's do something fun. And I'm telling you, the feeling that I'm getting right now, I mean, it's just really, 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 it's great because I'm getting wisdom listening to you gentlemen and playing this music. And I know what you're saying is correct. It's funny, but it's not funny also. More serious, because Danny, sometimes I've been in a place in my life and I says, Lord, I'm out of ideas. I need to do this because I've been more or less an entrepreneur practically all of my life. Right. And I said, Lord, I'm running out of brain power. I said, man says that we only use 10%. You mind loaning me another 10?
Some of us less than 10.
I said, that's a true story, Dr. Dimmer. I said, God, please send me down another 10%. I need some help here.
You'll do it.
Hey, Dr. Dimmer, you got anything to say before we could be?
Well, I would say that there's another aspect to music, at least from a performer standpoint and from a musician standpoint, and this is more along the lines of where Danny is, and maybe you too. William used to sing this song. He sang it with the Mass Choir after he sang with the male chorus, and it was a song about, you know, Jacob fighting with the angel all night long. And when William would sing that song, he'd say, "All night." I would tell him, I said, William, just throw your head back and holler, brother. Throw your head back and just holler, man. And the thing about it was, is that you could see that he was in the spirit when he was singing the song. So yeah. He almost came out of himself. And I've noticed that when I listen to a lot of Danny's brother's music, Wayman Tisdale, a lot of his music. And I've even noticed with myself when I'm playing sometimes that I kind of get out of myself. And sometimes they have given it terms saying that you're in the groove, mm-hmm. or you are in
the pocket
the song. And jazz musicians are very familiar with that when they're improvising or improvisation.
Ooh. Yes.
Because they get into a spirit. That's why a lot of jazz music, they can't play it the same way twice.
Right.
Because they haven't gone back and they haven't written that music down. When you're looking at an improvisation in music, it's just a blank spot where you have several measures where they just say, hey, brother, go ahead and take it now. Mm-hmm. And you take it and do whatever you're going to do with that song. I mean, they'll deviate from, if it's in the key of C or the key of G, they'll deviate from that a little bit. They always come back to the key of G or the key of C. And, you know, that's part of what music does in terms of how it stimulates the musician themselves, and also the listener can get caught up into it. I mean, I listen to a lot of jazz and a lot of gospel, and you may look at a lot of gospel singers and you say, wow, they're really in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
and kind of get out of themselves and into themselves, because there's a scripture in Proverbs, I can't remember where, I think it's around the 16th chapter. And it says, whatsoever a person thinketh in their heart, so shall they.
That's right.
And that word for thinketh means how you are experiencing the music. Because God gives us five senses to experience life. We all know what they are. Sight, taste, hearing, in sound and how we in touch and how we experience life. I know sometimes I, when I'm listening to music, I can almost touch the music. Mm. I can definitely feel it and mm-hmm. I can experience, because like I said, music goes out in waves. And that's why, me and William were going to go at one point, but we still may sometime in the future. My, niece works for John Force, who's a drags car, a funny car driver. And I would tell him that you have to wear hearing protection when you go hear these cars run, because they're running. You know, the average car that we drive nowadays has what, 300 horsepower or whatever. These guys, those things have 12,000 horsepower. If you can imagine that. And it's not so much mm-hmm. the hearing protection that you put on, but after you leave one of those shows, your whole body is tired because the sound waves hit your body and they're very stimulating. You can say, man, I felt like I was in a workout, you know? Mm. And the only other sound that's louder than that is on the deck of an aircraft carrier. That's why the guys have to wear hearing protection and they have to switch out every hour to 2 hours because sound waves hitting their body is so loud and so intense that they actually feel like they were beating up somebody or they were fighting with somebody.
That's incredible.
It'll break the blood vessels in your eye. You'll see somebody come away from sound detonation and the blood vessels will be red in their eye.
Well, they use that, law enforcement is using it a little bit. They were experimenting it when I was in law enforcement and they use it a lot in the military called the LRAD. And what it is, it's this, panel that they put up and it sends out sound waves and it actually will deter a crowd rather than using, tear gas or CS gas or anything like that, because those have, you know, very detrimental effects on the body, or tasering somebody. So they use that, and it's all tied back into the sound wave. But going back to what I was originally saying, I strayed off from that a little bit, is that when you're in the spirit, and the Greek word for spirit is pneuma, and what that means is that you get so caught up in the playing of the music, and the stimulation behind the music is that you just find yourself, you're like on another plane.
Mm-hmm.
You're just up there flying, mm-hmm. you know, because you've gotten into the spirit of what the music is all about.
That's the difference between someone's in the spirit, like you said, singing or playing a song versus someone who's just singing the song. And I would submit that if you're in the spirit, you singing the song, the audience feels it.
Yes.
The audience feels it. And because artists, if you're a sincere artist, you want to connect with that audience, don't you? And how you connect with that audience is that you believe the song that you're singing. You have a lot of people that can carry a note, but not all singers sing it from a spiritual standpoint like Dr. Demery, or they're not into it.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm a ham radio operator, and sometimes I'll be listening to broadcasts from overseas or whatnot on what they call long wave, and there's what the term short wave, and I can be sitting and I can listen to a frequency, and I can almost tell you what that frequency is in, and my wife will say, well, how do you know that? Because I'm trained my ear into listening to the frequencies. And she'll say, well, wow, how the heck can you tell where that frequency is coming from? Or I'll hear, you know, someone talking and I can tell you, well, they're a ways off as opposed to, you know, being close in terms of the transmission, because the way a lot of, ham radio works is the sound bounces off the ionosphere and you don't know where it may come down. It may come down in England. It may come down in Mississippi. It may come down in Arizona. It could come down in Russia. You know,
we can bounce frequencies off the moon and stand back.
You can moon bounce as well. But, you know, the thing about it is it gets back down to the tone, because where music is really effective on the soul in the human body is when the tone is right. Because what is the most agonizing thing in the world is to hear someone who's singing flat. And I've sang next to people And I said, look, you just need to be quiet because you're throwing me off. You know, people like that before who just bless their hearts. They're really into it and they're trying to, but they just sing flat and they throw you off.
It's amazing.
And that is just as bad as someone scratching your nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, Lord, don't do that.
You know?
Oh, man. What an outstanding conversation. We'll be right back over here. And speaking of Wayman Tisdale, this is an artist that I love. I've been playing Wayman for years. And as a matter of fact, Danny arranged that. We have the rights to play this. And thank you, Danny, for that. Really appreciate it, my brother. Really appreciate it. Okay. This song, you listen. Oh, man, this is one of my jams right here. I can walk down the street and I can be bouncing off this song right here. It's, man, are you serious right now? Brasilia, Wayman Tisdale.
Great bass player.
Oh, man.